Father, we are so thankful that we have this opportunity to come and sit in your presence.
አባቶ እናመሰግናለን ስለዚህ በፊትህ እንድንቀመጥበት እንድንገኝበት ስለተሰጠን እድል.
And Father, we want to give that presence preeminence in our minds.
እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ያንተ ህልውና መገኘት በአእምሯችን ይታወቀን.
አሜን.
In our emotions,
በስሜታችን ሁሉ,
in our desires,
በመሻታችንም ሁሉ.
Father, we want those words and those thoughts that are to be expressed to be your thoughts.
የምትገልጽልን ወይም የምንነጋገረው ሐሳብና ንግግር ሁሉ ያንተ ሐሳብ እንዲሆን አድርግልን.
Amen.
Praise God. We ask it in Jesus' name.
ይህን ጠየቅን በኢየሱስ ስም. Amen.
Oh, you got it. I was going to say I needed my recorder.
Do you need the light on or off? No, it's fine.
Praise God. We're very glad to be here with you again.
እንደገና በድጋሚ አብረናችሁ እንዲህ በእናንተ መሃል በመገኘታችን ደስ ይለናል ጌታ ይመስገን.
Yes, we're going on our 8th year of being in and out of Ethiopia.
ወደ ኢትዮጵያ መምጣት መሄድ ከጀመርን 8 ዓመት አለፈ.
And this visit is kind of a short visit, but there are other places that we are in need of going. So
ዛውን ያለና መጣጥ አጭር ቀናት ነው እናውቃ ምክንያቱም ደሞ ወደ ሌላ ሀገር ጌታ ወደሚፈልገን እንሄዳለን.
I don't know whether you probably noticed it or not. I'm sure you have concerning your own personal situations, the environment that you live in.
እርግጠኛ ነኝ ያለፋችሁበት ስላለው ስለምትኖሩበት ሁኔታ ስለ አገራችሁ ብዙ የምትረዱት ነገር አለ ብዬ አይገባችሁም ብያላስም ትረዳላችሁ.
There are a great many things that are happening that can be very disturbing.
ምረብሹ ነገሮች በመድራችሁ የሆኑ እንዳሉ እናውቃለን.
It can make you very fearful.
እናንተም እንድትፈሩ የሚያደርጉ ነገሮች.
Now, it may not have touched your personal situation as of yet.
ምናልባት አሁን በግል እናንተ ጋር ስላልደረሱ አይደለም.
I have said many times that trouble is coming to Ethiopia.
ሳቸው ብለዋል አሁን እንዴ ነው የሚሉት ብዙ ጊዜ ወደ ኢትዮጵያ ስመጣ በኢትዮጵያ ላይ አሁን የሆኑ ያሉት እንደሚመጡ እነዚህ መከራ ችግሮች ተናግሮ ጌታ ተናግሯል.
We have to be ready for the trouble.
ስለዚህ ለሚመጣው መከራ ራሳችንን ማዘጋጀት መቻል አለብን እንዴት እንደምናልፍ ጌታ ኃይል እንዲሰጥ.
And the fact of Christianity is whether we like it or not.
ወደድንም ጠላንም በተለይ ለክርስትና ህይወት ለኛ
true Christians have always been persecuted.
እውነተኛ ክርስቲያኖች ይሰደዳሉ.
From the beginning of the church,
ከቤተ ክርስቲያንም ጅማሬ የምናየው,
in which you could go all the way back into the Old Testament with Moses and Israel because they are a type and shadow of the church.
እስራኤልን ህዝብ ስትመለከቱ ሙሴን የቤተ ክርስቲያናውን በአዲስ ኪዳን የምናየው እንደ ጠላ እንደ ምሳሌ ነበሩ.
As the traditional church moved into the New Testament,
እነዚ ባህላዊ የሆኑ ቤተ ክርስቲያኖች እምነት የምንለው በአዲስ ኪዳንም ሲገለጥ,
there was a change,
ለውጥ ሆነ,
that was coming on the scene of the environment of the time of Jesus Christ.
ለዛ ደግሞ የተገለጡት ክርስቶስ በምድር በነበረበት ጊዜ ነው.
He was bringing a change to the organized traditional way that men had been ordered of God to worship him.
ሰዎች እግዚአብሔርን ባለማወቅ በራሳቸው ሥርዓትና በራሳቸው ህግ ተሰባስበው የተለያየ ነገር በሚያደርጉበት ሁኔታ ሁሉ ክርስቶስ እየገባ ነበር.
It was not the world that persecuted or crucified Christ.
ክርስቶስን ዓለም ብቻ አይደለም የገፋው እስከ መስቀል ያደረሰው
ያስተዋል. It was the religious establishment.
የሃይማኖት አባቶች የሚባሉ ጻፍት ፈሪሳውያንም ጭምር.
Not a religious establishment that is something outside of God, you understand. God ordained.
ለባጩ እግዚአብሔር በገደበው ጊዜ ሁሉ ይሆናል. እነዛም ይህን ሰቃይ ያደረሱበት ከእግዚአብሔር ቁጥጥር ውጪ
አይደለም. God ordained the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, by taking one man out of the Chaldees and making a nation out of him.
እግዚአብሔር አምላክ እስራኤላውያንን አንድ ሰው ከኡርካላውዲዮን አውጥቶ በዛ ሰው ዘር በዛ ሰው ነገድ ውስጥ አስገብቶ እንደሚባርካቸው ያውቀ ነበር.
And it is unto them at that particular time that what the Bible says that the oracles of God were given to them.
በዛ በተገደበ ጊዜ ማውቀ ነበር የእግዚአብሔር ህግጋት ወይም እነዛ አስርቱ ትእዛዛት የምንላቸው የሰጣቸው.
As to who and what God is and who and what we are supposed to do concerning it.
እግዚአብሔር ምን እና ማን እንደሆነ እኛም ደግሞ ምን እና ምን እንደተፈለገ ከኛ ግልጽ አድርጎ የሚናገር እግዚአብሔር
አዘ. And I'm not really going to go into that. I'm just trying to establish a bit of history in the short time that we have here.
በዚህ ባለችን ጥቂት ጊዜ ጥቂት ታሪኮችን ተናግረን ወደ እውነታው እንድንገባ እንጂ ሁሉ ነገር ለመነካካት ጊዜ
አይደለም. To substantiate the aspect that the aspect or the order of worshiping God goes through dispensations of change.
እግዚአብሔርን የማምለክ ሂደት ከዘመን ወደ ዘመን እየተለወጠ ይሄዳል ያው እንደምታዩት ነው.
When Jesus came upon the scene,
Jesus Christos በመጣ ጊዜ
he began to change that order.
ያንን ቅድም ያልነውን የሃይማኖትን ሥርዓት ፈሪሳውያን ሰዱቃውያን የሚከተሉትን ሁሉ ለወጠው ቀየረው.
It wasn't the Roman Empire or the Romans.
ሮማውያን የምንለው መንግስት
ነበር. Too concerned about him.
ስለ ሮማውያን ደግሞ ሁለት እይታ ነበር.
And because of Rome and the preeminence that it had at that time, it is a representation of the world at large.
ታውቃላችሁ ዓለም በአንድ ግዛት ልትካሁን እንደምናየው የሮማ አገዛዝ ነበር የሞላት.
And it really wasn't them who were really concerned about this man Jesus of Nazareth.
የናዝሬቱ ኢየሱስ ስለተባለው ደግሞ በጥንቃቄ ነበር የሚከታተለው የሮማ መንግስት.
It was the men to whom the delegation of authority had been given to administer and to supervise the church or the position of worship of God.
ምክንያቱም እግዚአብሔር የሚያመልኩትን ደግሞ በራሱ ሐሳብ በልጅነት ስልጣን ሊመራ የመጣ ጌታ ነበር.
And quite frankly, the Bible substantiates the point that it was not the Romans that crucified Jesus Christ, it was the church.
እውነቱን ለመናገር እንደውም እኮ እንደ እግዚአብሔር ቃል ካየን ክርስቶስን አሳልፈው የሰጡት ሮማውያን ብቻ አይደሉም ቤተክርስቲያን የሃይማኖት ሰዎች ናቸው.
Because when they took Jesus Christ to Pilate,
ኢየሱስን ወደ ጲላጦስ ወሰዱ ጊዜ,
this is all in the scripture, if you want to check me out, you should.
ታዝቼ ከሆነ ቼክ አድርጉኝ እምላችሁ ቃሉ ውስጥ ከሌለ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should always check out the preacher.
ሰባኪዎቻችሁን ቼክ አድርጓቸው.
Always check him out with the Bible.
ቃሉን በማንበብ ቼክ አድርጓቸው.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church did not have the authority to crucify him. They had to be given that authority to crucify him.
በእውነት አሳልፈው የሰጡት የሮማ መንግስት
አይደለም.
ሮማ መንግስት እንደም ጲላጦስ ሊፈታው ባሰበ ጊዜ የሃይማኖት አባቶች ቤተክርስቲያን ብለው በጊዜ የሚጠሩ ናቸው.
So they took Jesus to Pilate.
ወሰዱት ኢየሱስን ወደ ጲላጦስ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you're a Bible student, you will know that there is an allegory in that story.
በዛ ታሪክ ውስጥ ይሄ የተዛባ አመለካከት የተዛባ የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ አተረጓጎ ምንለው ይካሄድ ነበር.
Not only is there an allegory to that story,
ይሄ ደግሞ የተሳሳተ የተዛባ አስተምህሮ የምንለው ብቻ አይደለም.
But the actions and them being carrying out was in accordance to the law in the aspect of what was to be sacrificed on Passover.
በተለይም ደግሞ ከዘከ በዓላት ጋር የተገናኘ ሥርዓታቸው የሚያደርጉት ነገር በሙሉ ምድራዊ ሥርዓትን ብቻ የሚፈጽሙበት በሕግ የታሰረ ነበር.
So maybe I should go into that just a little bit.
ጥቂት ገፋ አድርገን እናባባል.
When it was time for Passover,
በተለይ የፋሲካ
የመሻገር በዓል, for them to find a lamb that did not have any spot or any blemish.
ምን ነበር የሚያደርጉት? ምንም እንከን የሌለበት ነውር የሌለበትን ጠቦት ወስደው ይሰው ነበር.
And so the day before the sacrificial action would take place,
መስዋዕቱ ከሚሰዋበት ቀን በፊት
the high priest,
ሊቀ ካህኑ,
along with the elders of the church, the Sanhedrin,
and the half the Pharisees በመንላቸው ወይም መሪ ሽማግሌ በመንላቸው ፊት ይሄድና,
which spend the whole night examining the lamb.
ለሊቱም በሙሉ ሲመረምር ያድራል ይሄ ጠቦት እንደነው ነውር የሌለው ነው ገና ጠቦ ብዙ ነገር
ያ they going over that body of that lamb
ሰውነቱን በሙሉ ሲያያል
fine tooth comb and a magnifying glass
በተለይ በሚያጎላ መነጽር በደንብ ያለ ሰባር አይደለም ወይ ምንድነው ሁኔታው ይላል
and when did they bring Jesus to the high priest
Jesus እንግን ወደ እነዛ ጻፍ ፈሪሳውያን ወደ ሌሎች ሲወስዱ
they brought him in the late of the day and the beginning of the evening
ጊዜው መሸሸት ባለ ጊዜ በጣም ግን እኩለ ሌሊት ሳይሆን ነው ወሰዱት
and all night
ለሊቱም በሙሉ
they were struggling to prove how guilty he was
በእውነት እንደዛ እንደጠቦት ንጹህ ነው ነው የለበት ሲያሰቃዩት ነው ያደሩት
and they could find no fault with him
ምንም አላገኙበትም
so they made up stories they lied about him
ስለዚህ ሊዋሹ ሞከሩ
hallelujah
amen
and so in the aspect of their own minds in some manner in some way god only knows they justified the fact that this man needed to die
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ያለ ኃጢአቱ ያለ በደሉ ተላልፎ እንዲሰጥ ያደረገው እግዚአብሔር አብ ለኛ መዳንን በዛ ውስጥ ስለአዘጋጀ ብቻ
unbeknownst to them
የነን የሚያቆ እግዚአብሔር ነበር ይሄም ሆኖ
the lamb had to be proclaimed by an authority that the lamb was clean
ጠቦቱ ነውር የሌለው መሆኑ መረጋገጥ ነበረበት ለመስዋዕት
and because they refused to do it
ምክንያቱም
knowledge that this man could was guiltless
ምክንያቱም ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ያለ ነውር የመጣ እውነተኛ መሆኑን
and because they had no authority to exact the punishment
ለጥፋት ለሞት የሚያበቃ ለቅጣት የሚያበቃ የለም
they had to take him to the individual who had that authority
ለዚህም ነው እነሱ ጥፋት ባላገኙበት ጊዜ ግን ልክ ወደ ሊቀ ካህኑ
ሃሌሉያ
ነውር የሌለው ጠቦት እንደሚሰዋ ወደ ባለ ስልጣናት ይወሰዱት
and that man was Pilate
ያ ደሞ ሰው ጲላጦስ ነበር ንጉሱ
so they brought him in
ወሰዱት ወደሱ
and after all the process and the brutality
ያ ሁሉ ሂደት ያ ሁሉ ድርጊት ከተፈጸመ
በኋላ that was exacted upon his person
በማንነቱ ላይ ከተነገረ በኋላ
hallelujah
amen
what did Pilate say
I didn't get nothing
he said I find no fault in this
amen በዚህ ሰውዬ ላይ ምንም አይነት ስህተት
አላገኘሁበትም
so now the lamb was ready for sacrifice
ስለዚህ ነውር የሌለው የእውነተኛው በስጋ መልክ የተገለጠው ጠቦት ሊሰዋ ተዘጋጀ
and it was not the authority of Rome who was bearing the responsibility or the culpability of that action
ይሄንን ድርጊት ለመፈጸም ደግሞ የሮማ መንግስት ችሎታውም ብቃቱም አልነበረው
because if you remember the discourse between Pilate and Jesus
በክርስቶስና በጲላጦስ መካከል የነበሩ ንግግሮች ነበሩ ምዕራፍ 19 ዮሐንስ ወንጌል ላይ
Pilate was trying to find a way to release the man
ይሄንን ንጹህ ሰው ኢየሱስን ለመልቀቅ ያላደረገው እንትን የለም ጲላጦስ
and in the conversation that he was having with Pilate with Jesus
ከኢየሱስ ጋር በነበረው ንግግር ጲላጦስ አንድ ጊዜ እንዳለ
I should say maybe one of the few times he spoke to Pilate in that position when he said that the fault or the blame was not laid at his doorstep but it was laid at those who had delivered him into their hands
and don't mention allo yes oh yeah
hallelujah
the fact he made a call ምንም ነገር ስላላገኘሁበት ገርፌ በለቀው ይሻላል ይላል
so I am what I am doing and what I am trying to do is to demonstrate by history and the story of this is the it was not the world per se
ስለዚህ በዚህ ታሪክ የምንማረው በአለም በክርስቶስ ላይ የሆነው ነገር በአለም ብቻ የተፈጸመ
crucified Christ
ክርስቶስን የሰቀሉት ብለን
it was the religious element that had at one time had the anointing of God upon them.
እግዚአብሔር በሱ ላይ ይቀበቀባቱ ያጸደቀው
ዮሐንስ
ክርስቶስ ላይ መፈጸም ስለነበረበት የሃይማኖት አባቶች የቤተ እምነት ሰዎች ነን የሚሉናቸው እናያረጉበት.
And though there is much turmoil around us.
ልክ እንደዛው ጊዜ አሁንም በዚህ ዘመን በዙሪያችን ብዙ ነገር አሉ በእኛ ላይ የሚሆን.
And that turmoil can affect you physically.
ይሄ አሁን የምላችሁ ነገር በስጋ ብቻ
That is not necessarily the real threat that we as Christians have to be aware of.
እንደ ክርስቲያን ግን ይሄንን በመፍራት ሳይሆን ለዚህ ግን አምሮአችን አዘጋጅተን ንቃት መያዝ አለብን አምሮአችን ሊገባው ይገባል.
And it's really not even a individual or a collection of individuals per se.
ይሄ በጋራ በስብስብ በተለያየ ነገር ብቻ የሚሆን አርገና እንቁጠር.
But it is a mentality of thinking.
በአስተሳሰብም ይመጣል በህብረት በዙሪያ በመቀመጥ በጅምላ አይደለም.
A mentality that thinks that we are okay, that we are fine, but we are not.
ባስተሳሰብም አንዳንድ ጊዜ በእውነት በዚህ ነገር ተነካክቻለሁ ወይስ አልተነካካሁም ብሎ ምራስን ማየት ይጠይቃል.
And one of the maladies of today's Christianity.
አሁን ዘመን ያለን የክርስትናን ሁኔታ እንዴ?
Is it brings that mentality that we are okay.
ያሁኑ ክርስትና በዚህ ዘመን ያለንበት ሁሉ ጥሩ ነው የሚያሰኝ. ሁሉ ጥሩ ነው ዘግባበት ዘምግባበት ሁሉ ጥሩ ነው የሚያስብ.
It does not necessarily only bring that type of thought or mental action.
ይሄንን አይነት አስተሳሰብ ወይም ይሄን አይነት ድርጊት
we can be very disturbed or upset with somebody who comes with a different message.
አንዱ በሌላ መልእክት ሲመጣ ይጋጫል ከኛ ጋር ምክንያቱም ያን ሰው አስተሳሰብ በሌላ ተሞልቷል እኛም የራሳችንን እንሄድበት አስተሳሰብ አለ.
And we can fall prey to that mentality. We can fall prey to that thought process.
ስለዚህ ጳውሎስ እንዳለ በእግዚአብሔር ቀጥ የሚልታው ያለው ለመጥቀስ የሞከሩት የሰውን አጽም እናደርጋል እናፈርሳል እንደ አይነት ነገር ሲገጥመን ወደ እግዚአብሔር መጸለያለን.
And in it we can become the enemy of Christ. Though we are Christian.
ክርስቲያንነን ይያልን እንደ አይነት ሐሳብ እንዳይገዛን ካልተቋቋም ካልጸለይን በቀር የክርስቶስ ሐሳብ ተቃዋሚ ሆነንም ልንገኝ እንችላለን እና እንጠንቀቅ.
There is a scriptural story that describes that type of situation.
እናውን የምላችሁ ነገር መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ያረጋግጥልናል በቃሉ.
You remember how Paul with zeal was persecuting the church.
አውቃላችሁ ሐዋርያው ጳውሎስ ቤተክርስቲያን እንኳን ባሳደዱት ጊዜ ምን እንዳለ በቀናቱ ምክንያት ቀንቶ ነው ለጌታ ያውሉ ሲያሳድድ የነበረው.
And it's very important and I don't know if we will be able to get into it today. But it's very important to understand that the Christian community that Paul was persecuting and the word that they were sharing was coming against the position of rulership that the elders had over the people.
ጳውሎስ የነበረበት ዘመን የነበሩ ሰዎች እግዚአብሔርን እንዲያውቁ በተለይ እነዚህ ሃይማኖት አባት መሪዎች ነን የሚሉ ጫና ያደረጉበት ወቅት ነበር.
And if you were to bring it into modern times.
እሺ አሁን ወዳለንበት ወደ ተለጠነው ዘመን እናምጣ.
You could compare it with the modern day church in the pastoral eldership type of situation that rules
መጋቢያዊ አመራር ቤተክርስቲያን ዘመን የምንለውንና ያኔውን ተጣገናኙ ብዙ የምታዩት ነገር አለ.
Because they were saying
እንዴላሉ
we only have one mediator between God and man.
እግዚአብሔር ግን በቃሉ እኮ የተጻፈልን በሰውና በእግዚአብሔር አንድ መካከለኛ አለ እሱም ማን ነው? ኢየሱስ ነው የሚለው.
And that eliminates that position of papal responsibility and authority.
ስለዚህ ይሄንን አንደ እንደ መጋቢያው ያገልግሎት የምንለው
ካምሮአችን ያጠፉና በአለም ይሆነ ያለው እነሱ መካከለኛ ራሳቸውን በስልጣን ያቆሙ
ይገኛሉ። Eliminates the position of that pastoral position of oversight.
ስለዚህ የገባችሁ ነው ሐሳቡ የሚሉት ነገር በሰውና በእግዚአብሔር መሃል ሌላ ጣልቃ የሚገባው ነገር መኖር የለበትም። አሁን ግን በዘመናችን ይሆነ ያለው ሰዎች ራሳቸውን ሹመው የክርስቶስን ስልጣን የራሳቸው ያደርጉበት ወቅት
ነው። Let us go back to the story of Paul.
እሺ ወደ ጳውሎስ ታሪክ እንግባ።
He was persecuting the church on the basis of their theology and their resistance to the law of the elders and of the Sanhedrin as well as the high priest.
ሊቀካህናት የሚባሉ እነዚህ ፈሪሳውያን በሚኖሩበት አመራር ስለነበር ያደገው የእውነተኛው ቤተክርስቲያን ምን ያደርግ ነበር? ያሳድድ ነበር። በሚያሳድድበት ሰዓት ደግሞ የሆነው ነገር እናውቃለን።
And one of the reasons why they crucified Jesus Christ is written in the scriptures by their own mouth and as a testimony to it.
ባንደበታቸው በራሳቸውም ነገር በበጃቸው ተጽፏል ለምን እንደሰቀሉት ጌታን።
They had a council.
አማካሪ ነበራቸው።
And they say we have to do something about this man.
በዚህ ሰው የላንድ ነገር ማድረግ አለብን ህጋችን ምን ይልልናል? ይፈቅድልናል ያሉ።
Leave Rome.
ሮም በተለይ
come and take away our bishopric.
ስለዚህ ይሄንን ነገር ማንንም ሊጥሳው ሊሰብረው አይችልምና ይሄንን ግና
ሃሌሉያ
አሚዱ ነበር።
They were afraid they were going to be removed from their position of rulership.
አመራራቸው ደግሞ መሪዎች ይሄንን መጣስ አይችሉም ነበር ምክንያቱም ህዝቡ ሊያምጽ ስለሚችል።
And it's not a rulership over just of the mind per se.
ይሄ አምሮ ሐሳሰ ብቻ የነበረ አልነበረ በድርጊትም ይሄን ያደርጉን ነበር።
It is a rulership over the heart.
በልባቸውም ደግሞ የነበረ የተቀመጠው ነገር መግዛት የሚል።
And the heart of man is a very complex thing.
የሰው ልብ ማለት የብዙ ነገር ጥርቅም ተሞላ ነገር።
Because it's dealing with the soul of an individual.
ምክንያቱም እቺ ልብ የምንለው ወይም ከነፍሳችን ጋር የተገናኘው ነገር ብዙ ግላዊነትን ለየግላችን አሳሰብ።
It is the need of the human soul to worship and to love something.
And ነገርን መውደድ.
We are created
ማለት ተፈልጋለች እቺ ነፍስ የምንለው.
We are created that way.
ክነቱም የተፈጠርነው በዛ አይነት መልክ ነው.
The intent of God in the beginning was that we would love him.
እግዚአብሔርም ደግሞ ሲፈጥረን ይሄ ነበር ማንን እንድንወድ እሱን እንድንወድ እንድናመልክ.
But the devil wants to detract and deter and to move us away of that love for him to other things.
ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔርን ከምንወድበት ለእግዚአብሔር ያለን ነገር አምልኮ ከምንሰጥበት ነገር ሰይጣን ቀሳለ ገነ
ሃሌሉያ
ሰባችንንም ድርጊታችንንም አወጣ
ሃሌሉያ. And the devil knows that and he uses religion.
ሰይጣንችን ስለሚያቅ ደግሞ ሃይማኖት የሚለው ነገር ፈጠረ.
Systematic organization of denominationalism.
ስለዚህ ይሄ ሲስተማቲክ የሚሉት ሲስተሙ ዲኖሚኔሽን ነው ወይ ደግሞ መዋቅር ወይ ማጥቢያ እየተባሉ በመናቋቁማቸው መዋቅሮች.
To divert that love from God to man.
የእግዚአብሔርን ማምለክ የእግዚአብሔርን ሐሳብ ወደ ተባለ ወደ አንድ ሰው የበላይነት የሚያዘነብል.
Hallelujah. And a man and that position of adoration is something that is indivisible. It is not divisible. It has to focus on something absolute.
And then ግዜ ይሄምላችሁ ነገር በመድር ላይ ገባን ይችላል ግን ውስጣችንን የሚሰጥ ውስጣችንን የሚገዛ ወደ አንድ አቅጣጫ የሚወስደን ነው ማለት አንድ ሰው የበላይ ሆኖ ስለሚታይ.
Okay.
It doesn't give that.
The thought of what I was saying while ago about their position of authority being in jeopardy.
እነዚህ ሁሉ ነገሮች በሃይማኖት ስርዓት በግድየለሽነት በሰው ህይወት ውስጥ የሚገለጡ ናቸው.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is in John 11
በተለይ ዮሐንስ
ወንጌል 47 I'm going to start at
ዮሐንስ ወንጌል ምዕራፍ 11 verse 47
yes
ዮሐንስ ወንጌል 11
then gathered the priests the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said what do we do with this man what do we for this man do with many miracles if we let him alone all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation.
You read up to 51?
Hallelujah.
You read it up to 51.
I read John 11:47-48.
Hallelujah. 47-48. ወደ ፈሪሳውያን ሄደው ኢየሱስ ያደረገውን ነገሯቸው። እንግዲህ የካህናት አለቆችና ፈሪሳውያን ሸንጎ ሰብስበው ምን እናድርግ? የሰው ብዙ ምልክቶች ያደርጋልና እንዲሁ በነቶ ሁሉ በእርሱ ያምናሉና የሮሚም ሰዎች መጥተው አገራችንን ወገናችንንም ይወስዳሉ አሉ።
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I started in telling you this of the fact of the statement I made that the church are, as we participate in this religious mentality.
በእንደዛይነ ሰዎች በሃይማኖት አስተሳሰብ መሃል መታሰር ምን እንደሆነ እየነገርኳችሁ ነው።
We become what the Bible calls enemies of Christ.
በእንደዛይነት ሃይማኖትና ስርዓት ብቻ በሆነበት ህይወት በሌለው ነገር ውስጥ መታሰር ማለት በራሱ የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ አላት ሆኖ መቆም ነው።
They gave Paul letters
በተለይ ጳውሎስ መጻፋቸው
ማለት to go out and to persecute the move of Christianity that was different than theirs.
ታውቃላችሁ ጳውሎስ ክርስቲናን በሚያሳድድበት ዘመን በነበሩ መሪዎች ዘንድ እነተኛ ክርስቲያኖች ይሰደዱ
not only different from theirs but threatening their position of preeminence.
ከነሱ በእምነት ስለተለዩ ብቻ አይደለም ነገ ይወርሱናል ነገ አንድ ነገር ያረጉናል ብለው ስለሚሉ ጭምር ያሳድዱ ይገሏቸው ነበር።
Now if you will notice in what we just read
አሁን ያነበብነውን ካያችሁ
what their main concern was their place.
ለቦታቸው ነበር ግድ ያላቸው ትዝላቸው አላሁን ሳነ በመጣው ሀገራችንን ያረጋሉ።
Position.
ሀገራችንን
place of authority.
አነበብኩላችሁ እኮ
the place that they had in the admiration and the love of the people.
እርስበርሳቸው ስለምድራቸው ስለሀገራቸው ሁኔታ እንጂ የክርስቶስ እውነት ግድ ብሏቸው አይደለም ዝም ብንል ይበዛሉ ከበዙ ደሞኛል ምን ያረጋሉ ምድራችንን ይወርሳሉ
then they bring in the thought of the nation to otherwise justify
ስለዚህ ምንድነው ፍራታቸው ይሄን የሮም መንግስት አስወግደው
that they are going to take against this movement
አሁን ያለንን እንቅስቃሴ
አለ
የሚል ነበር ፍራታ
so they sent Paul out to incarcerate and to kill these individuals who were following and propagating this message.
Amen. ይሄን የእውነትን እግዚአብሔርን ቃል እውነተኛውን ወንጌል ያለውን ሐዋርያትን እንዳሳደደላቸው ጳውሎስን ከመሃላቸው ምን አረጉ? አሳዳጅ አርገው አስነሱ።
As he was going forth thinking in his mind that he was justified by virtue of what he had as far as the oracles of God are concerned.
Amen. የእግዚአብሔርን ህግ ተላልፎ በብዙ ነገር ውስጥ ቢኖርም ግን እግዚአብሔር በመረጡ ባዘጠጋ ስለሆነ
ሃሌሉያ
ሰው እግዚአብሔር ተከታትሎ ወደ ራሱ አመጣው
አሜን and before the road of damascus experience
የደማስቆን ጎዳና በህይወቱ የሆነውን ነገር ለምምድ ከመናገር በፊት
before that experience there had been much bloodshed and much pain
yes.
and suffering of individuals who were involved with this movement
በስተጀርባ እግዚአብሔር በደማስቆ ጎዳና ይሄን ሰው በዛች በቅጽበት ብርሃን ባይገለጥለት ከዛ በፊት የፈሰሰው ደም የንጹህ
ሃሌሉያ
የፈሰሰው ቅዱስ የቅዱሳን ደም ምን ያህል እንደሆነ አስቡ በዚህ ሰው ህይወት
But it came in the time of God to confront Paul with the truth
እግዚአብሔር ግን በእውነቱ ለራሱ ተገለጠለት
አሜን
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
And when he appeared on the road of Damascus to Paul
በዛ በደማስቆ ጎዳና ለጳውሎስ ሲገለጥለት
My goodness. He did not say to Paul, Paul,
Paulos,
why are you persecuting my church?
ለምንድነው መታሳደደኝ? ለምን ቤተክርስቲያኔን እንታረጋለህ? እኔን ታሳድዳለህ?
He didn't say, Paul, why are you persecuting my people?
ለምንድነው ህዝቤን መታሳደደኝ?
He said, Paul,
Paulos Adam.
Why are you persecuting me?
Amen. Lemon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I am laying all of this down.
ይሄንን ነው እንግዲህ እንድታስቡ መነግራቸው.
Because there is a movement of God.
እግዚአብሔር እንቅስቃሴ በየዘመናቱ.
There is a word of God that is coming to the religious environment on the people who are trapped within that
environment. Hallelujah. የሃይማኖ ስርዓት የሚፈጽሙም አሉ. ይሄንን ነገር አስቡ.
There is a move of the spirit of God.
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ይንቀሳቀሳል.
To turn the eyes of the people.
የህዝቡን አይኖች
ለማፈት. Of man and unto God.
ከሰው አድር ከስርዓት ተነስተው እግዚአብሔር ዞር ለማድረግ እግዚአብሔር በመንፈሱ ይሰራል.
And maybe I shouldn't say unfortunately, maybe I should say fortunately.
እድለኛ አይደሉም እድለኛ በሆንበት አቅጣጫ እድለኛ ነን ብዬ ልናገር.
That requires tribulation.
ያ እድለኛ የሚያደርገን ደግሞ በመከራ ውስጥ ያለፈን ወደሱ እንድንሰራ መሆናችን.
That requires trouble.
መከራ.
Trouble like we have never seen before. Trouble like we have never had
before.
Trouble in your home. Trouble in your businesses. Trouble in your community. Trouble in your government. Trouble in your land. Trouble in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is necessary to bring us to a point where we are willing to turn our eyes off of man.
እነኚህ ሁሉ ነገሮች ገፍተረው አይናችንን ከሰው አንስተን
ሃሌሉያ
ታላይ እንድናረግ ያረጋግጡናል.
Many of us who are Christian,
ብዙዎቻችን ክርስቲያን ተብለን እንነጣ
have an overrated opinion as to who and what we are.
ዶነት ምንና ማን ተብለን በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ እንደተጠራን ገና አልገባንም.
Many times because we are Christian,
ምክንያቱም ሁላችንም ክርስቲያን ነን
ያ really do not examine our actions our interaction with people around us,
ከሰው ጋር በዙሪያችን ከሚኖረው ጋር ያለን
development of God in the environment in which you live.
እግዚአብሔርን በመትኖሩት ህይወት ውስጥ የመግለጥ ነገር አቅማችንን
አለ. We are either semi satisfied with our circumstance,
ብቻ በጥቂቱ የምንረካ እዛችን ውስን ብለን የምንቆም,
or we are working in some manner or another to try to better those circumstances.
ሆኖም ደግሞ
በአንደኛ
እዛ ከሚይዙን ነገሮች ትንሽ የተሻለን ሆነን ለምን ምንሞከር ብቻ.
We go along our way and God in his mercy allows different things to come into
our ጎዳና እየሄድን በዚህ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ግን በመረጡ ባለጠጋ ሆኖ
to trouble us.
እኛን እየፈተነን
ማለት ነው. And to tribulate us.
እየፈተነን
ለማን. And sometimes we even have to suffer in our bodies.
አንዳንድ ጊዜ እንደውም ስጋችንንም እንኳን በመጎሸም
ወደ suffer in our minds.
አእምሮአችን
suffer in our emotions.
ስሜታችንን.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we get into confrontations with other personalities.
በዚህ ሁሉ ግብግብ ካንዱ ጋር ግጭት
ካለ
ነው.
Without coming to a comprehension or understanding that the hand of God is not dealing with those around us.
እኛ ባምሮአችንና በዙሪያችን ባሉ ነገሮች ምንጠመድበት ሁኔታ አይደለም. እግዚአብሔር ከዛ የተሻለ ነው የሚያይ.
But the finger of God is going right to
ውስጣችን ከነፍሳችን ጋር.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the center of my problem is not you.
የኔ የግሌ ኃጢአት የናንተ አይደለም እኮ.
It's not how you treat me.
እናንተ እንደምታዩት አይደለም.
It's not how you think about me.
ስለኔ እንዴት እንደምታስቡ
አይደለም. It's not what you do.
እናንተ ለራሳችሁ
እንደምታስቡ አይደለም. Secretly
በሚስጥር እንዴት
by some means another
ምን እንደማታውቁኝ ምን
it has nothing to do with that.
ከዛ ጋር
አይደለም. It has everything to do with how I respond.
እኔ መልስ ምላሽ እንዴት ነው የምሰጠው የሚለው ነው.
Not to the situation.
Although
there is a response that is required in that respect.
እግዚአብሔር በመናፈበት ሁኔታ ደግሞ ምላሽ እንድንሰጥ የሚያደርግበት ድርጊት አለ.
But it's number one, recognizing that there is something of an agent of darkness, a malignant darkness working in my being.
ቁጥር አንድ ማወቅ ያለብን ያንደንዳችን በመንኖርበት ህይወት ውስጥ ይሄ የጨለመው ዓለም ከብርሃን ህይወታችን ጋር ሁሉ ግዜ ተጻራሪ ተግዳሮት ግብግብ ውስጥ እንደምንና
that is working to bring my thought process in line with hell.
ያምን ሊያደርገኝ ነው ደግሞ
ሃሌሉያ
ምኖርበትን የብርሃን ህይወት ወደ ታ
ሃሌሉያ
አንድ ለማተር ነው እናይ ሆነ
the fact of the matter is brethren
ወንድሞቼ
it is not the devil who has the power over our mind.
በእኛ ሳብ ላይ ሰይጣን ስልጣን የለውም ወንድሞቼ
now I am not talking about an unregenerated person.
ያወራ ያለሁት ስለ ዳግም ስላልተወለደ
ሰው I am talking about a person who has received the blood of Jesus Christ.
የተናገርከ ያለሁት በክርስቶስ ደም ስለተዋጀው
who has been born again.
ዳግም ስለተወለደው
hallelujah who has been forgiven of their sins.
ኃጢአቱ ይቅር ስለተባለለት ሰው ነው ማወራ
they now are in a under a position of authority outside of what it was they were living.
ከሚኖርበት ነገር
hallelujah
ተጠር ወደ ገባው ልጅ ወደ ሆኖ ነው
hallelujah
amen
hallelujah
amen
but there is a problem in that
በዛ ሁኔታም ውስጥ ችግሩ ግን አለ
but that seed that has been deposited that
አንድ ዘር አለ ያ ሁኔ ገባው አዲስ የተወለደው በክርስቶስ ያገኘው ዳግም የተወለደበት ዘር
has been deposited within this earth
እዚ በመድራዊ በመንኖረው ኑሮ ህይወት ውስጥ
and this earth is corrupted
ይሄ ደግሞ በአለም የተነካካ በዚ በተረገመው ዓለም ውስጥ የተነካካ ወንበር አለ ዝጋ
እየሰማችሁ
ነው
this earth is corrupted
ይሄ ምድር ሆኖ በብዙ አይነት የተበከለ ነው በአጥያ
it has been corrupted by generational sins and degradation
ወደ በተሸጋገረ መርገም በተሸጋገረ የታሰረ ነው
that goes all the way back to adam
ከአዳም ጀምሮ ወደ ኋላ ሄደ
hallelujah hallelujah
amen
I'm in that corrupted state of being
ተመልከቱ ይሄ ሁሉ ነገር እንዴት እንደሆነ
hallelujah god intervenes in a divine manner
እግዚአብሔር ግን በመለኮት
divine way
በየትውልዱ ጣልቃ እየገባ ረዳን
he impregnates our soul
ነፍሳችንን ዳግም በተወለድንበት ዘር
አንድ seed of life
የህይወትን ዘር ከተተብን ውስጣችን
and like the seed
ልክ እንደ ዘር ነው ወገኖቼ ነን
and the life that is within it it has to fight
በዘር ውስጥ ምን አለ በዘር ውስጥ ህይወት አለ
ሃሌሉያ
ከመሬት ሲወጣ ምን አለ
ሃሌሉያ
ጥሎ ይወጣል
not only out of the ground
ከመሬት መውጣት ብቻ አይደለም
but out of the husk of the seed
ራሱ ዘሩ እንኳን ሽፋኑን ምን ያደርጋል
ፈንቅሎ ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
that seed
ያዘር
now I've been a farmer so I know
ገበሬ ስለሆንኩ አውቃለሁ
that seed
ያዘር
does not break of its own accord
የራሱን ማንነት ቶሎ ምን ያደርግም አይፈነቀልም
that seed is not programmed to break
ለመሰበር ተብሎ አልተፈጠረም በፕሮግራም
that seed is programmed to preserve the life that is within that
በውስጡ ያለው እንደውም የዘሩን ህይወት እኮ የሚጠብቅ ነው
ሃሌሉያ
ቻዩ ማንነት አይደል
it is the responsibility and the authority of the life that is in the seed
ስለዚህ በዛ ዘር ውስጥ ስልጣን ያለው ነገር አለ ኃይል ያለው ነገር አለ
to respond to the programming that is in it
ፕሮግራም አለው ያ ነገር የሚወጣበት ፈንቅሎ
and as it begins to grow
ልክ ማደግ መብቀል የምንለው ጊዜ
much like a fetus
like a baby
and look at that it's
like a fetus grows within the womb of a woman
hallelujah
and you know that analogy is very good because it's not the woman who determines the birth of the child
yes and መወለድ የምትወስነው እናቷ አይደለችም በጣም የሚገርም ነው እግዚአብሔር አሰራር ነው
and contrary to medical opinion it is not the doctor either
ዶክተርም ሊወስን አይችልም
hallelujah
amen
but it is the programming in the child and its development that says okay I'm coming
ህፃኑን ማንነት ነው
hallelujah
እግዚአብሔር ራሱ
hallelujah
amen
and it is the same with the seed that is in the ground
ልክ በዘሩም ውስጥ በመሬት በሚንጠለው ዘር ውስጥ ምንድነው
hallelujah
እግዚአብሔር እቅዳለው ይህ ፕሮግራም
it has to come forth and it's expanding in the development of it in the midst of the husk of that seed
ዘሩ በዛው በውስጡ በብዙ ነገር ተሸፈኖ ጊዜ ያለው ጊዜ ሲደርስ ፈንቅሎ ይወጣል.
Begins to create a pressure.
ግፊት ይሆናል ያን ጊዜ ሲደርስ.
And a force.
ኃይል ይሆናል.
And it is they have calculated the force of it and it's beyond our belief
የጊዜውን ገደብ
to understand
እግዚአብሔር በወሰነለት መጠን የጊዜውን ገደብ ዘሩ እንኳን መቼ እንደሚበቅል እግዚአብሔር ፕሮግራም አድርጎታል ያውቀዋል
it has to exert such tremendous force the minuteness of it to
አስገራሚና ደና ሆነ ኃይል በውስጡ በዘሩ ጻፈበታል እግዚአብሔር
actually splits
ወዳው እግዚአብሔር ወሰነው ጊዜ ሲደርስ ይከፈልና
ይወጣል not of its own accord
amen
but by the pressure and the power that is in the germ of life that is
በሕይወቱ ዘሩ ውስጥ
hallelujah
ነው የፈንቅሎ የሚወጣው
amen it has to work its way out of the seed
ተመልከቱ ዘሩ እንግዲህ እንዴት እንደሚወጣ
and we have no evidence of it until it breaks forth from the ground
ከመሬት የሚበቅልበትን ጊዜ እኛ አንወስንም
hallelujah
ዘሩ ውስጥ ፕሮግራም አስተ
hallelujah
amen
Hallelujah. Amen. And that time between the distance of where the depth that it was planted
ጥልቀቱንም እንኳን ተመልከቱ የምናደርግበትን
and the level of the ground that it has to break through
እንዴት ከመሬቱ እንኳን ያንን ፈንቅሎ እንደሚወጣ
is a dispensation of time and development that is preparing it to appear
and በጊዜ ገደብ አስቀምጦታል ከመሬቱም እንኳን ከቀበርንበት እንዴት ፈንቅሎ እንደሚወጣ
to change and to metamorphosis
in metamorphosis ማለት
like a butterfly will metamorphose
ይገባቸዋል ይሄ
you have the caterpillar you have the caterpillar
yes hallelujah እንዴት እንደሆነ ታውቃላችሁ መጀመሪያ
so and it is very necessary for that time frame
ያ ጊዜ ገደብ አለ እንግዲህ እዩ በዛ ዘሩ
to develop the nature of the plant
ተመልከቱ የዛን ተቀረ
ነው
ያ እግዚአብሔር በዘሩ ውስጥ ያስቀመጠው ፕሮግራም ነው
so Some natures are like broccoli.
And then the broccoli in it.
Some natures are like turnips.
Potatoes.
Some natures are like potatoes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And everything that appears when it breaks the ground demonstrates the reality of what is in it.
And that's all in the Yezaracho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says we know not what we shall be.
Amen.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንዲህ ይላል But this we know.
Yes.
That when he appears what
we shall be like
hallelujah hallelujah so there is a move of the spirit
እግዚአብሔር በመንፈሱ የሚሰራው አሰራር አለ
there is a move in the realm of religion as well as in the world at large
የሆነ ያለውን ነገር በዛ ካልተረዳን በቀር በአለም ያለው ነገር
a move that is going into the dark recesses of spiritual wickedness
Amen.
There is a move of God.
Yeah,
and there is a word that God is breaking forth out of the depths of heaven.
ከሰማይ የገለጠልን እግዚአብሔር የኡነተኛ የቃል ሁሉና እንከሳከሳ.
That is going into the very deep recesses of spiritual wickedness.
ያ ደግሞ ሰዎች በመንፈሳዊ ነገር እንኳን ውድቀታቸው ይበዛም እግዚአብሔር ግን በቃሉ ሁሉ ጊዜ ስራውን ይሰራል.
And it's not in the realms necessarily of just a spiritual environment.
Hallelujah. መንፈሳዊ ሁኔታ ብቻ አይደለም ከምን ገምተውም በላይ እግዚአብሔር አሰራል አለ በጊዜው
But the Bible says that the heart of man
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ የሰው ልብ
is desperately wicked
የሰው ልብ እጅግ ምንድነው
Hallelujah ቅዱስ So this word that God is bringing
ለዚህ እግዚአብሔር የሰጠን ቃል
It is first going into the religious halls of religious deception.
በመጀመሪያ ይሄ
ሃሌሉያ
ወደ ሃይማኖት ሰዎች ነበር የመጣው የሃይማኖት ሰዎች ግን ወደ ራሳቸው ለውጣው ተታለሉበት አታለሉበት
Touching the souls of individuals.
ግን ይሄ የሰውን ነፍስ
የሚለውጥ So that those who hear may be awakened to the greater reality of life.
ይሄ ግን ቃሉ የሚያነቃን ወደ በለጠ
Hallelujah.
ብርሃን ሆኖ ይበራል.
Not trapped within the ordination of man and the principles that are based upon biblical history.
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ
Hallelujah.
ስንመለከት ሰው ራሱ
Hallelujah.
ያንን ማንነት በእግዚአብሔር ነገር እንዲያስገባ ነው እንጂ በመድራዊ ነገር እንዲተበተብ አልፈቀደም.
For when it says that when God breathed upon Adam,
እግዚአብሔር በአዳም ላይ የሕይወት እስትንፋስ
ሰጠ. Adam became
Adam
did not become a human being in the sense of just flesh and bone Adam became a living soul not the soul that you're born with brother Asma
Adam zimbulo sigana
hallelujah that soul was a dead soul
የሞተውን ነፍስ ነው ምን ያለው
ያው
ነፍስ ያለው
by sin by one man sin came into the world
አንድ ሰው ምክንያት አጥያት ወደ ዓለም ገባ ይላል ቃል
and by one man sin all died
ባንዱም ሰው ምክንያት
hallelujah
ምድር ገባ
so you have that little sweet baby in your hands
በጃቸው ላይ
hallelujah
እናሰው እንግዲህ
lovable
miwatagable
mitaka
kissable
sam and you love him to death
not odut ya hatan
hallelujah
but baatiat mekniat yemota
wada the soul of that baby is a dead soul
ya bezanu
hallelujah
yemota nefs bezahatiat
that soul is going to hell unless god intervenes
ya betalka talgeballet beken
hallelujah
sko odet leer no
and when you are born again
anta ginda ስትወለዱ በጌታ
you're not born of the will of man
ከሰው ፈቃድ አልተወለዳችሁም
you are not born of the will of the flesh
ከሥጋና ከደም ፈቃድ አልተወለዳችሁም
you're not born of the aspects or the attributes of your own strength
በራሳችሁ ጥንካሬ ወስናችሁ ወደዛ
አልመጣችሁም you are born of the will of God
በእግዚአብሔር ፈቃድ ተወለዳችሁ
hallelujah
amen
you are transformed or translated I should say out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light
እናንተ ከጨለማ ወደ ሚደነቅ ብርሃን ገብታችኋል
hallelujah much like that seed
ልክ እንደዛ
encompassed encased in the
ቀደም እንዳልነው በሆነ ነገር ውስጥ አልፎ ጥሶ እንደወጣ
in an environment that is to his thinking is normal or at least comfortable
ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ በብዙ
ሃሌሉያ
ነው አልፎ ቀደም እንዳልነው እንደሚወጣ በብዙ ነገር በጨለማው በኃጢያት በዘር በሥራት ይያለን እግዚአብሔር ግን በታላቅነቱ ወደ ዝብርሃን ከጨለማ
until the light within it begins to disturb its internal environment
ስለዚህ ይሄ
ሃሌሉያ
ውስጣችን ሲገባ ረብሻ ይፈጠራል ምክንያቱም
ሃሌሉያ
የኃጢያቱ ልምምድ የአዳማዊ ባህሪው ጋር ይሄ የበራው ብርሃን ረብሻንም ይፈጥራው ይወጣችን ላይ
it says of Jesus Christ it says that death
Yes.
That hell
yes
could not hold him.
Amen.
Motna siodi zo zend?
Achalem. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Death or hell could not hold him.
Christos Jesusen motna siodi zut? Achalem.
And when God deposited that seed of life in Christ Jesus,
Christos Jesus
by the virtue of the overshadowing of Mary.
ተመቆ ነበር ይጸልልልሻል ያላት ያህያውነት ነበር ማለት
አሜን in that overshadowing, there was a word of authority that was delivered to her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it was the authority and the word working together in her mind, in her emotions. And she conceded her position of humanity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It happened to each one of you who are born again.
Amen.
You were encapsulated in your ignorance. You were encapsulated in your humanity. You were dead.
Hallelujah.
And the Spirit of God moved upon an individual. Be in a personal encounter. It could be in a meeting under authority of a word by a man that is moving in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
It is not the individual, not the environment of that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is bringing a conviction upon you. It is the unction of the overshadowing of God. The power of that anointing in an authority of the word. Hallelujah. Builds a platform of faith on which you are able to say, I believe. You think that you believe because you had the power to believe. Hallelujah. Yes, I just, it was the unction of the word, the spirit moving. It's the man. The man means nothing.
So
the environment means nothing. The Bible says one planteth, one watereth. Not necessarily the same doing both things. Hallelujah. But It is God that giveth the increase. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I am sharing with you this understanding on a basis of a scripture which God gave to me when I was sitting here meditating on what it was I should say to you.
Hallelujah.
And that scripture is found in Romans, the 6th chapter, and it is the first verse. It says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of that life. Hallelujah.
You read it, but
Romans 6, 1 only, please.
Romans 6, 1. Engedi min enlallen tsaga indibaza bahatiat tsenten enenurene aidellem ila.
These two scriptures, I'm going to read the second one here in a minute. These two scriptures is a synopsis. Of what I have been saying.
Hallelujah.
I am just giving you the history behind them. I'm giving you the experiential action that has been take that takes place in this revelation of God.
Hallelujah.
So it says here in verse verse 2,
it
says, "Know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?"
Hallelujah.
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 Okay. Just the one verse.
ሮሜ ምዕራፍ 6
ሃሌሉያ
ከአንድ እስከ 2 ያለው
we have to die
ሞታለበት ወይ ሞታናል
we think that Jesus Christ and what he did is sufficient for our current environment of salvation
ስለኛ መዳን ስለዳንበት አሁን ስለምንኖረው ህይወት ክርስቶስ ስለኛ የፈጸመውን ነገር መረዳት አለብን.
And it is sufficient
በእኛ ደግሞ ያ ክርስቶስ ስለኛ የሰራው.
That we are now living whereas we were before dead.
ምክንያቱም በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ያገኘነው ህይወት በቂ ስለሆነ ሙታን ከሆነበት ነገር ወጥተናል በክርስቶስ.
But the life of God
እግዚአብሔር ህይወት
is surrounded by death and darkness.
ያ ደግሞ በሞትና
ሃሌሉያ
በጨለማ
ሃሌሉያ
ያለፈንበት የሚተዋጠ መሆኑን ይናገራል.
I'll draw you a little picture.
ትንሽ እልሳለላችሁ.
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን.
And we are going to call this the soul of man.
ይሄንን እንግዲህ የሰው ነፍስ ነው እንበል.
ሃሌሉያ. Well, I really should have drew it in black because it's not regenerated soul.
ዳግም ያልተወለደ ስለሆነ ጠቋር
ላይ ሃሌሉያ. The soul is consisting of mind.
እሺ mind የሚለው
አሳብ
ብለን እንበለው ያንን ስሜት
desires
ፍላጎት የምንለው
and will
ፍቃድ የምንለው
ሃሌሉያ
ማለት እነዛ
these are the four components of your and my soul.
ፍቃድ መሻት ውቀት ምንላችሁ.
Every human being who is born looks the same in this perspective.
የተወለደ ሰው የምንለው ፍጡር በእነዚህ ነገሮች
ሃሌሉያ
አንድ አይነት
no color
ቀለም አይለይም. ምንም ሰው የተባለ ሁሉ በእነዚህ
ነው. no color
ቀለም አይለይም.
no race.
Zara different hair.
Zara ጸጉር አይለየው.
No different eyes.
አይንም አይለየም.
Every soul is the same.
ሁሉም ነፍስ እኩል አንድ አይነት ነው.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And quite frankly, what you're wearing now is a deception.
አሁንኛ ምን ኖርበት ሁኔታ በሙሉ በእውነት ምድር ያታለለናል. አሁን ይሄ በቀለም ልዩነት በምን ይያለ እንጂ ምንም ልዩ
አይደለም. I read the verse earlier. We shall not know what we shall be.
አቀደም ያነበብነው ማነስ አንደኛ ትዝላችኋል አሁን ምን እንደሆነ አናውቅም ወደፊት ግን.
But this we know.
ይሄንን ግን እናውቃለን.
We shall all be like him.
ሱን እንድንመስለው ግን እናውቃለን.
It's not talking about physical appearance.
ይሄ አባባል ስለ ስጋ አይደለም ወደፊት በእግዚአብሔር አሰራር የልጅነታችን ማንነት ሲገለጥ ምን ሆነው.
The likeness is not talking about physical appearance.
ማንነታችን በስጋ የተገለጠውን መልካችንን መምሰል አይደለም ያወራው.
It's talking about the quality of life that is in the soul.
በነፍሳችን ውስጥ ያለውን በህይወት ለውጥ ያለውን ጥራት ማለት.
ሃሌሉያ.
አሜን.
ሃሌሉያ.
አሜን.
These are no Ethiopians.
ኢትዮጵያ ዘትገኝ.
If you want to be Ethiopian,
ኢትዮጵያውን ከፈለጋችሁ ኢትዮጵያውያን,
you are not living under Christ, you are living under Adam.
በክርስቶስ አይደለም ያላችሁ ገና በአዳም አገዛዝ ናችሁ. ምድራዊነት ማለት ነው ሁሉም.
All nations, which includes the US of A, by the way.
በነገራችን ላይ ሁሉም ህዝብ ስንል አሜሪካንም ጨምሮ ማለት ነው.
All nations were born out of rebellion.
ከኃጢአት ከውድቀት የተወለደ ነው ሁሉም ማለት. ሁሉም ይሄ ከዚህ በለን ምን ለየ የለም.
አዎ.
Yes.
You're an Ethiopian because your ancestors rebelled against God. I'm American because my ancestors rebelled against England, who rebelled against God. Oh, yes. Go back to the Tower of Babel. Nations began at Babel.
ተመልከቱ የባቢሎንን ግንብ መገንባት ሞከሩ ነገዱ ተነስተ
ህዝቦች It's Y-L-O-N, right?
Yeah,
Y-L-O-N. Babylon.
No.
Well,
B-Y-L-O-N.
What's that?
B-A-B-Y.
Y. I think not A.
All right.
Y.
Y.
Yes.
Y-L-O-N.
Y-L-O-N.
All right, well, you get the idea.
Yes, we...
All nations find their roots... Up until that time, they were one people. Hallelujah. There's not different people in the world, many different people in the world. There's only one kind. And a variety of shape and sizes and color as far as the kind are concerned.
Hallelujah.
So when the Roman says that all died in Adam,
Roma መጽሐፍ ላይ እንደምናው በአዳም ምክንያት ሞት ገባ ሁሉም መስ
It means that everything from Adam
ከአዳም የተወረሰው ነገር በሙሉ
to Christ
ወደ ክርስቶስ ከክርስቶስ ድረስ
was death was death and damnation. Hello.
ተመልከቱ ሞትና ከእግዚአብሔር መለየት ነበር
በአዳም
ምክንያት.
So what you're wearing is a deception.
ስለዚህ በአለም የሚገጥም ነገር አሁን አንተ ልታይ አለም አታላይ.
What you are being and what you are moving and how you will respond outside of God is rebellion. Your humanity.
ከእግዚአብሔር ነገር ውጭ ሆናችሁ የምታዩት የምታደርጉት የምትነካኩት ነገር በሙሉ ለእግዚአብሔር ተቃራኒ.
In fact,
አሮሮ ተቃራኒ ሆኖ ነው የሚቆም.
In fact, Paul admonishes us as born again Christians.
ጳውሎስ ግን አስጠንቅቆናል ዳግም እንደተወለደ ክርስቲያን ምን መሆን እንዳለበት.
To know no man after
the flesh.
ምንድነው ያለው ጳውሎስ የሥጋን ፍቃድ ምን አታርጉ
ሃሌሉያ
ብሏል.
When Christ came
ክርስቶስ በመጣ ጊዜ ግን
the main purpose
ዋናው ዓላማ
his main responsibility
Christos bemetta gize
to redeem man.
Christos wanna yemettabet mikniyat sawul lemaregno lemadanno.
Not only redeem man
sawul madanin bicha demo aidellem
but to restore
lemaqis. Amen sawul lemadesim chimmet.
There's a difference.
Hulatu liyunet allo madanenna
if you are redeemed you only got half of the solution.
Dan kemalet ግማሽ የሆነ መፍቴ አግይታል.
It's just like one in one.
And እንደማለት
you have to have one and you have to have another one.
አንድ ካላችሁ ሌላ ደግሞ አንድ ያስፈልጋል ማለት.
To make the total of two.
ስለዚህ አንድ ነገር
ሃሌሉያ
አርጎ
if you have the first part of it
የመጀመሪያውን አግይታችኋል
you do not have the totality of what it is that God has come to do and you are not fulfilling that position of destiny.
እግዚአብሔር የመጨረሻውን ጎል ወይም ግባችንን የወሰነው ከዛ ነው.
So he came to redeem man and to restore man to a previous position of life.
ተዚላችኋል ባዳም ሄው ነፍሶ ነው ያላለ አይደል? ወዳጣነው ክብር
ሃሌሉያ
ስኛ ለመመለስ ህይወትንም ሰጠን እንደገና ደግሞ አደሰን
so when we receive the blood of Jesus Christ
ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስን ደም
በተቀበልን we find ourselves translated
ተለወጠን ማለት ነው
in time back to the time of the garden of eden when God breathed into
እግዚአብሔር በዛ በገነት በአዳምና
በሃሌሉያ
ፈጣሪ ወደ ምን
ሃሌሉያ
ያወደ ሆነው ንጹህ ወደ ሆነው
ሃሌሉያ
በክርስቶስ መለሰን
So when the scripture says
ይሄ ቃል የሚለው ይሄንን ነው
Hallelujah It says that we are buried with him we are buried into his death
እንዴ ነው የሚለው ከሞቱ ጋር አንድ እንሆን ዘንድ
Hallelujah
አጣቁም ምን ብሎ እንግዲህ እሺ ዞላይላ
when as a heathen my soul is in darkness and it is ministering darkness
ነፍሴ እንግዲህ በክርስቶስ ሳቱን በጨለማው በነበርኩ ጊዜ እንዲህ ነበር ማለት ነው
well it is being my soul is in darkness and it is receiving darkness
ምክንያቱም የጨለማው ኃይል ነበር ያዛ
from the world outside
በውጭ ማን ስለሚገዳደር ዓለም ነገር ነፍሴ
ሃሌሉያ
ገባ
This is my body.
This guy no bilacho asabu ngiyachin benefs mesela.
My body has 5 doors, 5 windows.
Gabtacho alla idella? Sigaye 5 barroch allut. 5 maskotoch alla.
5 windows.
Idella biyen lekene bini.
5 doors.
5 bar.
Hallelujah. We have the 1 2 3 4 5
so ungede
we have the door of sight
mait yayechino ayin andu berengede
wait a minute let me ask you a question
yayechino taykachu koy
the world out here the world at large
ايش عالم تلك
now remember when I say the world at large it encompasses everything
عالم تلك نو اذا قدم بلنا لايتاچو
عطاتو
كبابي له
under whose control is it
بما ان يتقطر سرنا يالو
to spread
I'm sorry
to spread it's a God's spirit and a Satan's spirit
the world at large out here is under control of one spirit
yeah
the Bible calls him the prince of air
the power
and of what the air
እቺ ምድር ባለቆች በሰልጣናት በጨለማው ምን ተምብላለች ተይዛለች ይላል
How did that happen? I can tell you how it happened.
ነግራለሁ ያ እንዴት እንደሆነ ለምን እንደሆነ.
Genesis chapter 1, 2 and 3.
ዘፍጥረት 1 2 እና 3 ይነብራሉ.
When God created Adam,
አዳምን እግዚአብሔር ሲፈጥረው,
he gave him authority over everything.
በሁሉ ነገር ላይ መራፍ አንድ ስልጣን እንደሰጠው እና ያለን ከፈጠረው በኋላ.
But Satan came along.
ሰይጣን መጣ ደግሞ ብቻ.
He met with them.
ከሱ ጋር ተወያየ.
He overcame them.
አሸነፋቸው እግዚአብሔር ይገሳል.
In his overcoming he took the authority
ለያሸነፋቸውና ስልጣኑን ከአዳም ምን አደረገበት
that has been delegated to Adam
ስለዚህ አዳም እሱ ተገዢ
Hallelujah. So Satan is in control of this outside environment. That is a very important fact for us to remember. And this is just a little something I'm throwing out there. When Jesus came, he brought the means to change the internal environment.
Amen. And then ውስጣዊ በከፋ አገዛዝ የተገዛው ነገር ለመለወጥ ነው ኢየሱስ የመጣው
and in that action his intention was to create an environment of authority and strength
ይሄንን
ሃሌሉያ
እንካሬንና ኃይልን በእኛ ውስጥ በማድረግ ለመቀየር
that would go out of the soul into the body
ከነፍሳችን በሚወጣ ማንነት ስጋችንንም ጨመር
redeeming the body Hallelujah. Through the spirit of righteousness. And that authority would then emanate to the world around them. Hallelujah. And begin to take dominion over that environment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we were in farming for many years. And sometimes in farming, things happen that seemingly are out of your control. There are times you want rain and you don't get rain. And there are times you don't want rain and you want the rain. What did I say?
No, and you don't want rain. This is now don't want.
You don't want the rain. And it rains like buckets. And we found that if we pray in accordance to the will of God, you can have authority over the weather. We had times when it was raining all around us. But in Goshen there was no rain. We had times when it was dry over us. But in Goshen there was a little cloud that was raining down upon us. Hallelujah. And it's just a minute example, a testimony of authority that I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
But I want to go back here. The body is being ministered to from the external environment. Hallelujah. I want to read a verse to you. And it's in Romans 6, but it's Romans 6:16. I realize I'm keeping you a little longer than normal, but I don't know if I'll get back to you again.
So
now that I got you captured, I'm keeping you. Romans 6:16. You can go back and read the verses before it, but this is the verse I want to emphasize. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Read that one verse, please.
ለመታዘዝ ባሪያዎች እንድትሆኑ ራሳችሁን ለምታቀርቡለት ለእርሱ ለምትታዘዙለት ባሪያዎች እንደሆናችሁ አታውቁምን ወይም ለሞት ያጣት ባሪያዎች ወይም ለጽድቅ የመታዘዝ ባሪያዎች ናችሁ።
Hallelujah. Amen. It says but verse 17 says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered.
Amen.
Which was delivered you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
17 ነገር ግን አስቀድማችሁ የኃጢአት ባሪያዎች ከሆናችሁ ለተሰጣችሁለት ለትምህርት አይነት ከልባችሁ ስለታዘዛችሁ ከኃጢአትም አርነት ወጣችሁ ለጽድቅ ስለተገዛችሁ ለእግዚአብሔር ምስጋና ይሁን።
አሜን።
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have this aspect. This door, this window, we talk about windows to the soul, is sight.
Sight.
Taste. Smell.
Touch.
በመነካካት ያለ ማለት ነው።
What is there?
Hearing.
Hearing.
በመስማት የሚሆነው
You know, the Bible says, be careful.
H-E-A-R.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ
The Bible says, be careful what you hear.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንዴት እንድትሰሙ በጠነቃቄ ተጠበቁ ይላል።
We have a song that we teach the children.
ለልጆች የምናስተምራቸው መዝሙር አለ እንደዛ አይነት
Be careful little eyes what you see.
ምን እንደምትሰሙ ትንሽ ልጆች
ተጠንቀቁ Be careful little eyes what you see.
የምታዩት ምን እንደሆነ ትንሽ ልጆች ተጠንቀቁ
With your father up above. Be careful, little eyes.
You
ever hear that song? And it says, careful, little ears, what you hear.
Huh?
Be careful, little
eyes,
what you hear. Oh, yeah. So we have these five. That are ministering in darkness.
ይሄ የጨለማው መግቢያ በሮች ናቸው አገልጋዮች ናቸው የጨለማው መግቢያ አገልጋዮች
ናቸው And you know I really don't think I need to go into detail
ወደ ብዙ ዝርዝር መግባት አልፈልግም
As far as the ramification of what you're hearing,
ስለምትሰሙት,
what you're tasting, what you're touching,
ስለምትዳስሱት,
what you're smelling,
ስለምታሸቱት.
Although, let me say one thing about smell.
ስለማሽተት አንድ ነገር ልበል.
Do you know the perfume that you wear?
ታውቃላችሁ የሆነ ነገር ባምሯችሁ እንዳለ በማሽተት የሚመጣ? Perfume
is it it has an intent or a purpose behind it and it is to create
ዮሐንም ይፈጥረው ነገር አለ ሽቶ እንኳን
ካለ a certain thought pattern a certain environment in which darkness can live
ጨለማው ወደ ሰው ሊገባበት የሚችል የሚሞከርበት ብዙ ነገር እንኳን አለ
If you don't think that's true just look at some of the names of the perfumes
አንዳንድ ስሞችን ተመልከቱ የሽቶ ስሞችን እንኳን አመጣጣቸው
They have a perfume they call passion
ለምሳሌ passion ብለው የሚጠሩት የሽቶ ስም አለ
they have a perfume they call naked
naked የሚሉት ለምሳሌ ለከ ነው አይቻለሁ እኔ አንድ ቦታ የሽቶ ስም
come on why do you think they call them the names
ለምንድን ነው እንደዛ ብለው ይጠሩት
hallelujah
አስብ
because there is in that composition they are made by hell
በሲኦል ኃይላቶች ያን ስም የተሰጠበት የጥላለ አለ
to create a certain environment in your soul that is conducive to bring your mind
አይምሮ አስተሳሰብ ምን ያልናቸው
ነገር
በእነዚህ ነገር
ሃሌሉያ
ነፍሳችን በእግዚአብሔር ነገር እንዳይሆን እነዚህ ነገሮች ተጽዕኖ ያደርጋሉ
18
ቁጥር 18 6:18
being then made free from sin because ye became the servants of righteousness
ካጃተም ማለት ነው
ሃሌሉያ
ለጽድቅ ስለተገዛችሁ ለእግዚአብሔር ምስጋና አቅርቡ ስለስጋችሁ ድካም እንደ ሰው ለማድ እላለሁ ብልቶቻችሁን አመጻ ሊያደርጉ ለክርስቶስና ለአመጻ ባሪያችሁ ይቅርታ አድርጋችሁ እንዳቀረባችሁ እንደዙ ብልቶቻችሁ ሊቀደሱ ለጽድቅ ባሪያዎች አድርጋችሁ አሁን አቅርቡ
Now that word servant is wrong. I don't know what it says in your Amharic. But it comes from a Greek word that is doulou.
ይሄ ባሪያ የሚለውን
The Amharic word is read, say that doulos.
Yeah. Doulos. So it's not servant, it's yeah. slave.
Slave, yes. Bara yemilaun yegriku kal doulos namilaun.
What is a slave?
Bara mindinu. Izla agalga yadgachu. Bara bemilo belela demu min malatu ne bara yemilaun.
It is someone who is under the jurisdiction of another person.
Belela saw gizatna belela saw qutetr sir yalle mabit yemaytekkam malatu.
And that person who is subjugated to that person has no rights no no decision
hallelujah amen
so if I have an understanding
yemeredat kallen
about perfume
eselashito undawala no
and I understand the concept behind it
kaza bawale yemetaro chigero kagabay
but I take that perfume and
ወሰጀ እንደ ለምን አከፈከፈዋለሁ
what am I doing
ባርከፈከፈ ምን ያደርጋል ማለት
I'm yielding my members to sin
ስለዚህ ለኃጢአት ራሴን ምን ያደርጋለሁ?
I'm sinning just by putting on that perfume.
ያንን ስሜትን ወደ ሌላ ወደሚጋብዝ ሽቶ.
And they have perfumes for men and they have perfumes for women.
አቃለው ለየሴቶች ሽቶ አለ
ሃሌሉያ. So if you're going to buy a perfume.
ስለዚህ ሽቶ ምትገዙ?
I suggest you pray before you lay your hands down.
ጸልዩ ነው የምላችሁ አሁን አቁሙ ብላችሁ ስለማታስማሙ መጀመሪያ ጸልዩ
ለታ when I spray that spray
ያን ስፕሬ በመነፋበት ጊዜ
this darkness is coming into my soul
ወደ ነፍሴ
and it's ministering to my desires
ስለዚህ መሻቴን ፍላጎቴ
it's ministering to my emotions
ሁሉንም ተቆጣጣረ
it's ministering to my
ተቆጣጣረ መሻቴን ተቆጣጣረ ተቆጣጣረ
spreading its darkness
ጨለማውን ወደ እኔ አመጣማል
and the intent of it
የደሞ ፍላጎቱ
it's the idea of it is working in
ayacho እነዛ አምስት በስኮቶይን በሮች
አለ get me to think
በስጋችን የሚገቡ ነገሮች
get me to think
ነፍሳችንን በስራት
thoughts that I should not think
ተመልከቱ ማሰብ የማይገባኝን ሐሳብ እንዳስብ
it's getting my emotions stirred up
ስሜቴን እንዲሆን
in a certain direction
በሆነ አቅጣጫ ብቻ
and it getting my desires inflamed
ዝም ብዬ በቃ ማለት ግብግብ ይሆናል
አለሉያታችን
ላይ
and there is a command of the soul
ከነፍስ ደም ተዛዝ አለ
ይመነጭ There is a command of the soul
to do that.
There is a command of the soul in unison to perpetrate.
ከነፍሳችን የሚፈልቅ ትእዛዝ አለ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These interests are two-way doors.
ሁለት አይነት ፍላጎቶች ደግሞ ይሆናሉ።
They swing, it swings both ways.
ወደ ውስጥም ነው።
ልባችን
swings both ways.
ተመልከቱ። በሁለቱም አቅጣጫ በውስጥም በውጭ
it swings coming in.
ልክ እንደ ዋና ማለት ነው።
And it swings going out.
ተመልከቱ። አንዱ ከውጭም ከግራም የምናያቸው እነዚህ ነገሮች
and I become a minister of darkness
በዚህ ምክንያት እንግዲህ የጨለማው አገልጋይ እንደሆነ ያለ
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
ገብታችኋል ምን እንዳልኩ?
God is saying I have come into this environment. The spirit of God has come into this environment. Up here is God. He has come by virtue of divine intervention and he has planted a seed in the midst of this corruption.
When we receive Jesus he's talking
about. When we're born again.
ይሄ ውድቀት ይሄ ኃጢአት ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስን የግላ ዳኛችን አድርገን በመንቀበልበት ጊዜ ከህይወታችን ምን አለ?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What the?
Andy, I'm encapsulating now because I'm finishing it. I want to push it all together. I'm condensing it. I'm zipping it up. And the intent of that seed, like the life in the seed, is to invade every cavity of space.
ቦታ ይፈልጋል አይደል ዘሩ? ልክ እንደዛው ነው የህይወት ማነት የሚጀምረው ክርስቶስ ቦታ.
Because that's what the seed does, the germ of life in the seed.
በዘሩ ውስጥ ምን አለ?
ህይወት
አለ እንዳልነው.
It invades the entire capacity of the seed.
ህይወት አለ ያዘር ቀድም እንዳልነው ፕሮግራም ብለን የለ?
ሃሌሉያ. And there's another spiritual principle I want to share with you concerning that. It just came into my mind.
መንፈሳዊ ምስጢር አለ መነግራችሁ መሮ.
The Bible says that death is swallowed up in life.
ሞት በህይወት ተዋጠ.
Do you know? I don't know if you know it or not. But
ታቁንዶ ወይ ታቁንዶ
In a seed,
በዘሩስተ
You have three parts. You have the outer shell.
በዘር ውስጥ ሶስት ነገር ባልነገርም ያው
You have the meat of the seed.
በዘር ውስጥ የምታዩት
And then the inner part is what they call the germ.
ታች ዋናው ውስጥ ምናት ምትበቅለው አለች ከዛ ደግሞ ከላሸሉ የምንለው አለ ሶስቱ ነገሮች አው በዘር ላይ ምን እንዳለ እናውቃለን
and when the germ is activated the programming of the germ is activated
ያቺ ህይወት አላት የምንላት ውስጧ ያለችው ዘሯ
it begins to feed on the meat that is around it
ያቺ ከዛ meat ከተባለው ነው ምን መታገኛው
until it feels the total capacity
he shifanun fanqlos kemihed dres
yakin megabal malatna keep expanding responding until it reaches a point where it cracks open
biyallo ye shale yalonu yallon neger kalay fanqlos kemiwot adres yani
malayufshi
ayachin det endesalwat fanqlo yiwotal
this is the spiritual principle of what happens to you
yotachu yono yemenfesawi zermister
yihonu God wants to invade this area
amen
and invade this area
amen
invade this area
ስታዩን ሙጫዩን ተከፋች ምን ያደርጋል በዘዘር
ዲስፕሌይሰራዋል
ሃሌሉያ
displacing
amen
the more you displace here the more you displace here the more you displace here
ስታችሁ
the more light
እግዚአብሔር በብርሃን ይቆጣጣራቸዋል ነፍሳችሁ
and you begin to command the body
ከዛ በኋላ ስጋን ትገዙታላችሁ
command the body
ስጋን ትገራላችሁ ማለት ነው
don't look
አትመልከታው በቃ ተይላል አሜን በሉ
አሜን አሜን
walking down the street
አይ በቃ በእግዚአብሔር ነገር ተመራ
you see in appropriately dressed woman
በተለይ አላስፈላጊ አለባበስ
ለምትደንስ
የስታዩ
in the and the spirit of god the command of the soul
yes
don't look
exaver manfas min ilawal yani tawajjew nas tawatayat atigila
it says that job made a covenant with his eyes
exaver ka yob
ilawal you made a covenant with your eyes
man araga
ha
al kidan gabay
says I have made a covenant with my eyes
did you hear it
I have made not a covenant with god
ilal
hallelujah
amen
job soul made a covenant with his
that
you should not look upon a woman
and you should not look after her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
በሴት በኩል እግዚአብሔር አስቀምጥ ጸያፍ የሆነ ነገር እንዳላይ አለ.
There's come something that says here taste this. Maybe it's a sweet smelling liqueur.
Liqueur.
Yes, what you drink, liqueur? Like brandy?
Oh.
You smell it? Do you ever see him smelling it? How about the wine? You know the wine? You pour wine, what do they do? Take that aroma, take a deep breath. They smell that wine, right?
Yeah, no way.
Take a little sip of it. They roll it around in their mouth. And then they swallow it.
And they eat it.
Hallelujah. And the soul says, don't taste
him sion gin yetelewete hiwet yallew sewna
alaw
yilal
amen the soul says don't
touch or
don't smell
taw attashlet yilal
don't smell don't taste
hallelujah
amen
hallelujah
amen
what is happening
mindedo heyono
instead of darkness coming in
mekniyatum awunum chellemo megba selemimoker
light is starting to come in
ስለዚህ ባህል ይገባል ወደ ስጋችንም እግዚአብሔር ብርሃን
ይገባል it is working against the darkness of our
soul ያንቻለውን ደግሞ እግዚአብሔር ብርሃን እግዚአብሔር ከስጋችን ይገባል ያስወግደዋል
I could say the darkness gets less dark
ስለዚህ ጨለማው እየቀነሰ እየራቀ
ይሄዳል not only does it get less dark
መቀነስ ብቻ አይደለም
and the more light
ብዙ ብርሃን
በመጣችሁ go out into your environment
you are redeeming the body
and you begin to be redeemers of the world.
ጥብብ ያለች የተቀጠረች ቦታ ምትኖሩ አታርጉ እናንተ ያለም ብርሃን ናችሁ
አሜን
ከእናንተ ይወጣ
when we are born again
ዳግም ስንወለድ
we are given or we assume the position of authority that was given to Adam in the beginning
ለአዳም በመጀመሪያ
ሃሌሉያ
ባጋ ባልተነካካበት
ሃሌሉያ
ስልጣንና ክብር አስቡ
አሜን
Christ came to redeem man
ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ የመጣው ሰዎችን ለማዳን ለማዋጀት ነው
man
so
is born again
ዳግም የተወለደ ነው
to redeem the environment
እንደውም ዳግም የተወለደ ሰው ሁኔታውን ዙሪያውን ሁሉ ይቆጣጠራል ለሌላው መዋጀት
ምክንያት
ይሆናል
external
bouchim boustam
amen
amen
god bless you
amen
oh hallelujah